Getting the best nutrient use efficiency possible can help save your farm money heading into the next growing season. Brian Gardner, Ag Spectrum Technical Director, says doing so starts with understanding your soil and soil health.
Well, Ag Spectrum has talked about optimizing nutrient use efficiency for a long time with its maximum farming system. Now, to improve nutrient use efficiency, farmers need to understand the natural processes that release and restrict flows of mineral nutrients into solution where plants can access them. With that knowledge in hand, they can apply fewer nutrients, get more uptake of those applied, build soil health, and improve yields. Simply put, optimizing nutrient use efficiency is aiming to increase net profit per bushel of cash crop produced.
And given current fertilizer prices, finding the best plan for your farm is also best for your pocketbook.
Optimizing form, rate, placement, and timing of inputs is important even when fertilizer prices are reasonable. This year, it's even more important because they're so remarkably high. If we can help farmers transition to a program that delivers nutrients in the forms that plants can use them, when and where they need them, and at a lower total application rate, it will improve their bottom line while promoting healthier soils.
Gardner says spreading dry fertilizer across your field this fall and hoping that it's still there next spring is not a good idea.
So many decisions made in the fall about fertilizers really don't make a lot of sense. For instance, many people will simply spread two or three dry products across an entire field and hope that the nutrients become available when the plants need them next spring. But you know, soils are not buckets into which we can pour nutrients only to have them removed sometime later by the crop. So much more happens over time, and much fertilizer value is lost with dry spreading. Instead, we think that one needs to recognize that agricultural soils are living and dynamic systems. By learning how soil processes actually function, farmers can make better decisions about what, when, where, and how to apply fertilizers.
The bottom line, he says, is that farmers will get a better value from their fertilizer dollars if they work with and not against natural soil processes.
Consider how nitrogen and phosphorus cycle through soils and how dry applications can interfere with natural processes that work to support crop growth. Now, most of the industry acknowledges that biology plays a role in nutrient cycling, but they typically treat that aspect of the soil as a liability and not an asset. Growers are encouraged to use nitrification and urease inhibitors to reduce biological cycling of nitrogen and nitrogen losses. But one can achieve better agronomic use efficiency simply by splitting applications of nitrogen in the springtime. That allows their fertilizer dollars to go further. Likewise, seed and furrow applied fungicides are recommended to reduce seedling loss and increase vigor. But such chemicals can delay the development of healthy mycorrhizal symbioses that deliver most of the phosphorus to plant roots. Now, you might think that application of dry phosphorus would help overcome that inhibition, but banded and liquid applications of phosphorus can do much more at a lower cost to the grower.
Gardner adds farmers should act now before harvest to set the best course of action for next year.
Before harvest gets too far underway, farmers should call their fertilizer dealer right now and stop any planned application until they have a clear picture of the types of inputs their fields actually need. They should get a complete soil test that examines specific management zones and base application rates and input plans off of that. The last step is to really re-examine one's complete management program and set up a systems approach that will optimally deliver nutrients to the growing crop. Using that systems approach, one can ensure that plants make effective use of applied fertilizers as well as the nutrients already present in soils when they need them most. Doing so will help one maximize yields through optimum nutrient use efficiency.
Learn more at MaximumFarming.com. Michael Clements reporting.